My guest this time is Harry Mihet. He is Senior Litigation Counsel for Liberty Counsel. We have spoken with folks from Liberty Counsel, including Harry in the past, about Liberty Counsel's fight against the president's health care law. In the latest legal battle, the Liberty Counsel organization was representing its patron organization, Liberty University, against some of the mandates involved inside the new law. And Harry, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, the big news, obviously, in the last 24 hours or so is the fact that the Supreme Court is not going to hear your challenging of this law. You're challenging the employer mandate and some of the requirements through the Health and Human Services Secretary that employers have to pay not only for contraception, but abortifacients and that sort of thing. How surprised were you that the court declined to hear this case?
We were very surprised and disappointed to hear of the court's decision, Greg, because our case, Liberty Counsel, Liberty University versus Liu, would have provided the most comprehensive challenge to Obamacare, and it would have been the perfect vehicle for the Supreme Court to once again examine the entire law. That is the employer mandate, the individual mandate, the contraceptive and abortifacient mandate, all of that as a whole rather than piece by piece, as apparently the court is content to do.
And that leads me to my next question, because we just saw a number of days ago that they are accepting two cases involving two specific businesses, including Hobby Lobby, which has gotten most of the attention in this fight. Do you think the fact that they took those cases is the reason they didn't take yours?
That is a possibility, Greg. The Hobby Lobby case out of the 10th Circuit and the Conestoga Wood case out of the 3rd Circuit, both of those cases deal only with the so-called contraceptive mandate, the mandate that requires employers to provide insurance coverage for contraception and for abortion-inducing drugs. That is certainly a huge problem, constitutionally speaking, with this law, but that is by no means the only problem with this law. And so when the Supreme Court indicated last week that it would look again at Obamacare, we thought that it would be inclined to look at the whole law, but alas, we now find out that they want to do it piece by piece.
Of course, when the court refuses to hear a case, they don't give an explanation. They just simply say yes or no, and in this case, they said no. So where does that put you? Is that the end of this legal effort, or do you take it back to a lower court with some different wrinkle to it?
I would say, Greg, that it is by no means the end. We have not even begun to fight. We do not ever, ever give up, particularly when such precious constitutional rights are at stake. So we're still reviewing the court's decision and its impact on this litigation. And the one thing that we are certain at this point is that whether in this litigation or whether in some other new litigation, these issues are not going to go away. We're going to continue to bring them to the forefront until someone looks at them and decides them on the merit.
We're talking with Harry Mihet, Senior Litigation Counsel at Liberty Counsel. And Harry, you've mentioned already a couple of times why you believe your case is more all-encompassing than the Conestoga Wood or the Hobby Lobby cases. Just elaborate on that a little bit more as it relates to the employer mandate and some of the other aspects that your case included that these others don't.
Yes. Our case challenged the employer mandate. We argued in the case that it is unconstitutional for the government to require Liberty University, our client, or any other employer for that matter, to provide a product such as an insurance product in this case, whether it's under the Commerce Clause or the Tax and Spend Clause. We argue that the Constitution simply does not permit that kind of a power grab by the federal government, because that is a power that's reserved for the state. On the individual mandate, we all know that last summer, the Supreme Court decided that it was a constitutional exercise of the taxing power of the federal government. But our case continued to challenge not only that premise, but whether or not the government could require individuals to fund abortion. Very little known fact still about the Obamacare law is that it requires individuals who participate in the exchanges to fund abortion directly with at least $1 a month that goes towards abortion services. And so we argued in our case that that is unconstitutional, that it violates the free exercise of religion, not to mention the Commerce Clause and the Tax and Spend Clause. On top of all of those, we also had the contraceptive mandate that's at issue in the cases that the court has accepted. We had a argument also about the origination clause. That is, if in fact the Obamacare mandates are a constitutional because they are a tax, well, then they are unconstitutional because they originated in the Senate, even though the Constitution requires that tax bills originate in the House, that is the legislative body closest to the people. So our lawsuit would have brought all of these fatal deficiencies within the law to the Supreme Court in one case. It's just unfortunate that the court decided to adopt a piecemeal approach instead.
What will your client, Liberty University, do now in the meantime? You said, of course, you're going to keep fighting on this, but as of now, of course, the rules that have been imposed on this law are in effect. We'll see what happens with the Hobby Lobby and Conestoga Wood cases. But if, in fact, the law stands, what will your client, Liberty University, do when it comes to these policies that it clearly finds objectionable?
Well, Liberty University, like Hobby Lobby and the Conestoga family, has made it clear that it will not participate in the abortion industry, and it will not fund the abortion industry with its dollars. We have drawn a line in the sand have said essentially that in this particular case, the government is powerless to compel Liberty University to ignore its conscience and to ignore God's law in favor of man's law. We will continue to fight for the rights of conscience, and we will watch the Supreme Court's decision in the Hobby Lobby case and the Conestoga Wood case to see what develops.
Does that mean that Liberty University will basically stop providing coverage for employees and forcing them to go on the exchanges, or is there another way to provide coverage without adhering to the mandates?
It certainly means at this point that it will not provide abortion coverage. It doesn't do so right now. Liberty University provides insurance, and it does not include coverages for these practices that go against its conscience. And Liberty has no plans to change that in the foreseeable future.
Harry, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you once again for having me, Greg.
Harry Mehet is Senior Litigation Counsel at Liberty Counsel. Again, their client, Liberty University, denied a hearing before the U.S. Supreme Court challenging many different facets of the president's health care law, including the employer mandate as well as the contraception mandate. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.